Breaking news today on Seculo is Democrats are giving more reasons to despise the IRS.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
They call it the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022, which is misleading to say at best. I'm sure it should be flagged by Facebook or social media companies as misleading information and false information, because really what Joe Manchin has figured out, I guess in his retirement tour or maybe early retirement tour, is, you know, a tax hike on Americans, including, by the way, it's not the $400,000 or more, it's $200,000 or more. But what we wanted to focus on was that, because they keep trying every time, whether it's Build Back Better, whatever they want to call it, Inflation Reduction Act, they want $87 billion to the IRS over 10 years. Now, currently, the IRS budget, so the Internal Revenue Service budget, is about $12 billion a year. So they want an additional $10 billion a year to the IRS, basically double the size of an agency which has been ineffective, has not been able to really modernize on its own, has had serious problems, as we all know, with people like Lois Lerner and politics coming into play with who gets treated and how they get treated. But understand what they want to do with this. They're being clear. $45.6 billion of that is for enforcement, and they want to focus the main targets on middle-class Americans so that there will be more audits in the United States of America. You know, right now, the IRS has a backup of 21 million unprocessed tax returns. But you know what this bill does? Out of the $87 billion, only $3 billion goes to taxpayer services. So they're only trying to improve your ability to work with the IRS with just a tiny amount. But they want to come after you. And of course, why are Democrats, and why do you think Democrats are so obsessed with getting this provision through Congress? Because they have been able to weaponize these institutions. We fought back against the IRS, but let me tell you something. To double the size of the IRS, you're taking a behemoth, feared agency of the government and double it in size. I want to take your calls on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're going to talk about Kansas last night. A big defeat for life, and it should be a wake-up call. This was the first vote, but we had the abortion industry spending millions of dollars, misleading a lot of voters into how to vote on that amendment in Kansas. But let me tell you, folks, we got a lot of those amendments coming up in November on ballots across the country. So we're going to get into that as well today on the broadcast. But I do want to take your phone calls on this. The idea that Joe Manchin, listen, Kyrsten Sinema is not yet out on this, but they're one vote away from doubling the size of the Internal Revenue Service, not to improve your work with it, not your experience. It's not about improving the taxpayer experience. It's about going after more American taxpayers. They say, we don't have enough money. We need double the budget to enforce the tax laws to pay for their Green New Deal. So that's why they've got to do this. 1-800-684-3110. Do you trust any administration to double the budget of the IRS? Their obsession with it. I want you to give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. What's your experience been like trying to deal with the Internal Revenue Service? I would imagine it's like going back to 1970s or 80s, because they're still stuck in with typewriters and mail. I mean, you got to go through like your snail mail, make sure if your tax returns come that you don't toss it away. 1-800-684-3110. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about what went on last night in Kansas, but also what happened in Idaho. Department of Justice filing their first lawsuit against the state for its pro-life law that went in place after Roe v. Wade was overturned. So they're already trying to use federal law to do that. So give us a call about the IRS, 1-800-684-3110. Share this with your friends and family. We'll be right back on Seculo. back to Secchio. We're going to get into what happened last night in Kansas. You know, ACLJ action. We engaged. It was the first time voters could take to the polls post the overturning Roe versus Wade. The abortion industry won out, and won out big. So we're talking about why. We're going to break down the numbers, the turnout numbers, because this is something to watch in November as well. Because when you see just the amount of people who turned out just to vote on this amendment, there were, I think, out of 900,000 votes, there were 700,000 so people voted for both in everything. But 180,000 people just came out to vote for on the amendment. So think about how that could change voter turnout in the fall. Also, the early voting. I think Republicans and conservatives got to do a better job on the ground finding votes. So you had, again, you had Republican turnout higher than Democrat turnout in early voting, but then you had 40,000 unaffiliated votes. That's separate from independent voters. So we'll get into it further. I did want to spend some time on the IRS, though, because when they talk about Manchin's plan and his deal with Schumer, and we're waiting on Kristen Sinema, the idea here is, we want to remind you about what is still in this. And there's a huge bailout for the IRS, doubles the size of the IRS. Okay. And most of that money, at least half, is going to enforcement, and they're targeting middle-class Americans so that they can pay for, so that the federal government has more money to pay for things like the Green New Deal, which is also in this, what they call Inflation Reduction Act. Let's say it's a great time during an economic or recession or whatever you want to call right now. Let's go after more Americans with audits who can't afford. You know, they're not going after the top 1% who can afford attorneys and accountants and to deal with the IRS for them. They're going after people who have to try to figure out how to deal with the IRS on their own. Let me go to Tim in California. I want to take your calls on this, 1-800-684-3110. Maybe you'd like to share what your experiences is like dealing with the Internal Revenue Service, 1-800-684-3110. Hey, Tim.
Thank you for taking my call. How do we totally, once and for all, dismantle the IRS and start over? Because they're a criminal organization.
Yeah, this is what you'd have to do. It's a similar to, I think, what President Trump started with, like the FBI. We see this with some agencies. Is that really there's no need to, that we should modernize this whole process. I want to go to Andy Economou, right? I mean, Andy, this IRS is still operating in the 1980s. They still use typewriters, items that honestly, there's going to be a lot of new taxpayers, especially in that middle class vote, who don't even have never even seen the tools that the IRS still relies on: snail mail, typewriters, and this increased bureaucracy instead of streamlining it, where most people should be able to file their taxes with a postcard.
That's right. Well, the IRS is still stuck. You said 1980s, 1970s. They're still stuck in the Middle Ages as far as digitalization and the proper handling of tax returns and the proper handling of relations with taxpayers are. You got to pay your check to the tax authorities by the U.S. mail. Good luck if it ever gets from Atlanta to Charlotte or wherever you're sending it to. But here now, instead of modernizing the equipment that you need to have in order to deal with the proper collection of revenue, you're earmarking $45.6 billion to litigate, criminally investigate, investigative technology, everything investigative, by the way, remember that, digital asset monitoring, and they're going to give them a bunch of new cars so they can go out and get the money from you and load it up in the trunk of the car. I guess that's what the purpose of that is, why they're giving them cars. But the thing that you mentioned, Jordan, 78% to 90%, think about that, of the money that they're planning to raise from underreported income is going to come from those making less than $200,000 a year. Only 4% to 9% is going to come from those making $500,000 or more. So what they are targeting here is you, the middle class taxpayer, the person who's got a subchapter S business that is out there working day by day trying to make a living. Not that they need more money. Their tax receipts were up 25% in the first months, 9 months of fiscal 22, after rising 18% in fiscal 21. So tax receipts are up. Where you need the money for? Well, I'll tell you why. You're not starving for revenue, but you can't control your appetite for spending. You want money, you want to spend. It's like the Democrats, they've never seen a tax they didn't love. That's why the agency is gone, Jordan, into its beast mode.
Yeah, I mean, that is what the Wall Street Journal has called this. I mean, that is their term. This is beast mode IRS. We've seen that before through the lowest learner types when they kind of they lose their inhibitions and they start acting as if they have no check. And they do operate that way, the IRS. And we see still continually we have to be so vigilant in fighting the IRS because of the political targeting, because they constantly are getting pushed by Democrat elected officials. Hey, look into this group. Hey, look into this organization. But this time around, it's not about organizations. This time around, it's about going after, as Andy said, you, the individual taxpayer. They want more audits. They want more IRS agents out in the field, driving around, showing up at your house, showing up at your place of business. And again, they're targeting middle-class Americans who don't get to rely on attorneys and accountants to prepare their taxes all the time, who might, again, we should just be simplifying this process for everybody. But guess what? Within this whole budget of $82 billion, they have $4 billion to modernize. That's not going to modernize an entire federal agency at all. And like I told you, it's even less money for taxpayer services, $3 billion. So it's not about you having a better relationship or a better experience when dealing with the IRS. Ben Sisney, one of our senior counsels, the ACLJ, just texted our producer, Will. He handles a lot of our FOIA work. IRS is the only agency we know of where you still have to file your FOIA, Andy, with a fax machine.
Yeah. Who uses fax machines anymore?
You have to go find one.
I mean, when they came out, they were the most wonderful thing we talked about. Oh, my goodness, fax machines, what a wonderful thing. Now you can't find a fax machine for one that works, and it makes that weird sound on the line when you try to get it. And now the Internal Revenue Service, if you want to make a Freedom of Information Act request, you got to fax it in. And like you said, I got to go find a fax. Where am I going to find a fax machine? You don't have them in the house anymore. Those are outmoded and outdated. So instead of using money to streamline procedures and dealing with the public, what you do now is we're going to terrorize the public. And that's a good word that the Wall Street Journal used, beast, because the terror is now coming out. We're going to terrorize you who make the 78 to 90% of the money that comes from you. We're going to terrorize you to squeeze you for more so that we can do our Green New Deals and our spending programs.
And this is when the Joe Manchins of the world, their true colors show. They are tax and spend Democrat. They want to tax you. They want to increase the size, the ability of the IRS to come after Americans. I mean, someone wrote in there, they said the IRS, I cannot believe they use typewriters. People are writing that in one of our chats on Rumble. Because I tell you, there's a whole new generation. They've never seen these. I mean, this is how outdated. But again, you got one holdout. Do not give Joe Manchin a pass. And West Virginia voters, I've seen polling data, too much data, too many conservatives in that state give him a pass. He's got way too high of approval when he is the one who is ultimately coming in and bailing out one of the just most broken federal agencies that we've got in Washington, D.C. We're going to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Linda in Ohio online, too. Hey, Linda.
Good afternoon. I just called to make a quick statement, as brief as I can make it. My mother, who's 78 years old here in Ohio, has been denied saying that she is deceased for her past 3 years tax returns. Plus, she has not gotten the last three stimuluses. And she got a letter recently for this year's return yet again saying this person is deceased, despite letters from Social Security that she's still getting her checks from them. There's nothing wrong there. Pictures from the local mayor, letters from town people and everything. She's provided everything they need and they won't release her funds.
That is, it's so absurd. And the truth is, you know, who knows who she's dealing with? But understand that story. There's 21 million Americans right now who filed their tax returns on time and have gotten no response from the IRS. So you would think if they were going to give any money to the IRS, most of it would be going to handle, like Linda's situation, taxpayer services. But out of the $82 billion, you know what they've said? Well, we'll spend three on that over 10 years. $3 billion over 10 years at the IRS to improve taxpayer services is not going to improve anyone's services. So we'll continue to take your calls, 1-800-684-3110. And I want you to continue to share those stories like Linda just did, where they've tried to, the IRS tried to kill her mother to not provide, so they don't, you know, she's deceased, she's not getting stimulus checks, she's not being able to file her returns on time. And then what, another 2 years from now, they could come to the same mother and say, we didn't get you haven't paid taxes in 5 years. You know, we're going to come. What do you owe? And while she's been trying to pay her taxes, trying to do the right thing, 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. Share these stories. Americans need to hear it. People need to hear the stories. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back on Seculum. Yeah, in a time of inflation, maybe recession, depending on who you want to go by, you know, of course, let's unleash the IRS on the American people. Let's turn the IRS, as the Wall Street Journal called it, into beast mode, because it's the economy's not already depressed enough, and people aren't already concerned enough, and they haven't feel like they're already stretched thin enough. Let's audit middle class, the backbone of America, middle class Americans who pay their taxes, who make enough income to pay taxes. They try to comply with all the rules. They're trying to do everything legally. They own small businesses. They work in small businesses. And we're going to make their life harder. We're going to send more government bureaucrats to come after them. In fact, in their cars. We're going to pay for more vehicles for them, too. Now, you got to fax them. And you got to use typewriters and snail mail. Because, by the way, to modernize the IRS, which they never want to do, because in Washington, that would mean most of these people losing their jobs. There would be no IRS. You would not need this huge agency, because you should be able to do it, most of it, digitally. And very basically, the tax code should be simple for most people. It should be, this is what you owe. This is what you need to pay. Here's the percentage. Put it on a calculator, which you got on your phone, and then pay that in. And if you're more complicated than that, people can use accountants. But this is to go after the Americans who don't quite have those resources. That's who they want to target. That's who's most vulnerable to the IRS. And they don't just say, oh, it was this year. You don't go back years to try and say, well, you were, you know, violating the rules. When in fact, they never contacted you for 5 years. You didn't even learn. You thought you were in compliance. You were paying your taxes, getting returns back. Maybe 21 million Americans are still waiting on their returns from last year's tax filing. But this budget is not going to that. This budget is going to target Americans. I mean, just today, a congressman from California's 2nd District, who's a Democrat, Jared Huffman, says that he, along with 38 other Democrats, have asked the IRS commissioner to review the tax exempt status of the Family Research Council. I mean, like I just told you, this just came out yesterday. This is what we are constantly having to monitor at the ACLJ. And listen, the FRC is big. They're gonna be able to handle that. But it's the individual Americans, it's the smaller grassroots organizations, and it's the idea that Democrats have no problem still to this day telling the IRS to do politically motivated investigations. They didn't say look at all organizations, both on the left and the right. They said look at this one specifically. So again, we're taking your stories, taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Franklin in Virginia on line 3. Hey, Franklin.
Hey, how are you doing, sir?
Good.
I was a commercial HVAC technician in the D.C. area, and I worked at a lot of government buildings. And I got a service call to work on an HVAC unit up in the attic space at the IRS headquarters there by the Trump Hotel there in D.C., and I went through like 3 or 4 checkpoints just to get in. And once I got in, they escort you to your location. I was amazed going through the building. Everything is like marble or granite. It's like they built it like a Taj Mahal or something. It's interior, beautiful building. And not a soul was in any office. And I went through literally all the floors to get up there. And nobody was in their offices. It was a ghost town. And ironically, almost every office that had the blinds open had an old IBM typewriter like my uncle would have had back in the 70s, yeah. early 80s.
Yep.
I mean, and I was floored, and they had no modern I mean, everything was just ancient. Like, I'm talking 50s desk and chairs and all that stuff.
1950s style desk and chair. Right, because their budget, when they get increased budget, you know what? It's their work from home. They're all working from home. Now, and except for when they get their cars, I guess, Andy, because they're going to be driving around.
Yeah,
to your
house.
But it's—I mean, this is the truth. People are shocked. I see it in the chat, because if you don't have the experience like Randy's had, we've had with the irons, you don't realize the fax machines, the typewriters. This is how they still operate with their billions and billions of dollars a year.
Well, in 2022, this is an interesting statistic. The IRS answered about 10% of its phone calls. So it's what the caller just said. I mean, they don't have any telephones to answer things. They've got ancient IBM typewriters. They use fax machines. They use furniture from the 50s, so those old green and metal desks that they still use.
Oh, yeah. I remember that, that's those. That's immediately what I thought of.
You know, it reminds me of that. But instead of modernizing that to give greater taxpayer service, to give greater taxpayer assistance, not to kill off people who are still living at 78 years old and to get them their stimulus checks, what they do is they're going to decide now to unleash the horrors of the IRS and beat you up if you're within that category of people who make less than $200,000 a year. Why? Because, as you said, you cannot afford to go out and get high-powered lawyers to defend you if you take a deduction or if you fail to include a little item of income or something that is a technicality.
You know, and a lot of this information is private and it's supposed to be secured, and our producer Will wrote in, like, do these agents, because as we said, the building, they're all working from home. And by the way, I know I'm not disclosing any case details, but from one we just recently worked on, they are working from home, the agents. They have their fax machines at home, and they're asking you to send all this confidential information to their home, fax machine. That is the truth. So all that play about, oh, protecting the tax, there's nothing. Your tax documents are around some agent's house. Especially if you've had to go back and forth with, you know, had to fax anything back. Let me take another call. Rosemary on Texas on line one. Hey, Rosemary.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. They're going after senior citizens who are trying to survive on Social Security, too. I need to work some above the Social Security. Yep. In 2019, I was doing deliveries for Favor. It's a Texas company, and we would deliver restaurant meals and groceries and whatever people ordered. Right. But the customer was paying for it directly. Well, the IRS has decided that because I delivered $55,000 worth of merchandise that year, that I need to pay $20,000 in income tax.
Because I have a feeling, Rosemary, this is their issue. You worked for a pretty modern company in a way of doing business, where you've got this system set up where the person who's purchasing is direct paying, you're doing the delivery, you're making maybe a tip off the delivery and a small fee for being available during that hour. But I have a feeling, Andy, what it is that the IRS doesn't know how to deal with these modern businesses.
No, they don't.
They see it on paper, and it doesn't add up to their fax machine and their typewriter program.
Right. This is called the net worth program. They figure this. If you're making or involved in a business that makes $55,000, then you must have underreported your income, because it cannot be otherwise, and you owe $20,000 in federal income tax. That's because they are so in living in such an ancient age that they don't know how to update and use modern technological achievements in order to figure what the income tax is. They go back with an old idea. If you're delivering that much money's worth of groceries, then you must owe that much money's worth in taxes. Ridiculous.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. I want people to hear your stories, because Joe Manchin and Joe Biden and the Democrats want to give another $80 billion to the IRS. They are one vote away right now. One vote away. And most of that money is going to target Americans. They've been clear. They're being open and honest about it. Most of it is going to audit middle-class Americans, the backbone of our country. We come back second half hour. We'll continue to talk this. Continue to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. get into some politics too. What happened in Kansas with the life vote? We'll get into that ultimately and break that down. Our team at ACL Jackson is breaking it down. But it should be a warning, a huge warning, for those of you who say, oh, well, we got the Roe versus Wade overturned. What happens next?
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Gotta love the Biden administration, right? The federal government is, it's getting close to a midterm election where things aren't looking good for Democrats. So what are you gonna start seeing? Really bad actions and potential bad actions by the bureaucracy, by entities like the IRS. You're seeing Democrats, I mean, literally yesterday, Democrat congressman bragging about how they, along with 30 of their colleagues, are asking the IRS to go after a conservative Christian organization. And they're putting that out in a press release. A politically motivated investigation by the IRS is what they are asking the IRS to do. Joe Manchin, by the way, West Virginia voters, stop giving him a pass. For goodness sakes. He is trying to give $82 billion to the IRS, most of that money to pay for the Green New Deal. He's no better than AOC. He's actually worse because he can actually get bad legislation through. She doesn't. So the truth is, voters have got to wake up. We're one vote away on that issue. I mean, it's Kristen Sinema, another Democrat, who is really holding, especially the Senate. This is basically the mini Build Back Better. They're calling it the Inflation Reduction Act. It is taxing more America. It is a tax increase. And supposedly Joe Manchin is doing it because they approve some, there's some kind of pipeline. Which, by the way, these pipelines, they get approved, they never get built. So if you think that that's something that he'll even see in his lifetime, who knows, with Joe Manchin. But we know at the ACLJ, you got to fight back and be vigilant when it's the IRS. But it's not just that. Department of Justice has filed its first lawsuit in the post-Roe versus Wade area against Idaho. We're going to get into that. What happened in Kansas, which is not a deep red state. It's a swing state. It's got a Democrat governor, Republican legislature. But the turnout was something you got to be careful about as conservatives come November. Because the pro-abortion industry defeated a pro-life amendment, which was really all it did was going to allow the legislature to put any restrictions on abortion. And that was voted down. We're going to get into the numbers on that, and the numbers are big. Turnout huge. And again, the early voting, unaffiliated voters, you saw in districts that Donald Trump won by 50 and 60% in counties where only 20% of the vote went to support the pro-life amendment. So there's messaging issues, there's on-the-ground issues, but don't take for granted the Roe versus Wade being overturned. Let's just put it that way. We'll get into the details of that in the second half hour of the broadcast. And I want to take more of your phone calls about your IRS experiences, because out of this $82 billion, you'd think, wow, maybe they'd spend $72 billion of that on improving the experience of the American taxpayer with the Internal Revenue Service. But no, they want to use $3 billion for that over 10 years, which for the IRS is nothing. You know, that would just be, maybe to repair some typewriters. And I guess they have to hunt down replacements for that and fax machines, which again, we're not aware of any other federal agency as outdated as many of them are, with too full with bureaucrats and just bloated. That is still, that's the only one where if you put in a FOIA, you have to fax your FOIA. So 1-800-684-3110. Share your stories with us today on the broadcast, with the American people, when dealing with the IRS. I think people need to hear whether it's the mother who they say, oh, she's not alive. She is alive. And what will happen when they finally realize that after a few years and say, well, what about all these taxes? Or 21 million Americans still waiting for their returns or to hear back from the IRS since they filed their taxes on time, trying to comply. 1-800-684-3110. Share your stories. What's it like when you call the IRS? Are you one of those 21 million Americans still waiting? Give us a call at 1-800-684-3110. But as they said, they're trying to turn the IRS into beast mode. And that's no good for the backbone of America, the American worker. It's no good for conservatives. We got to fight back. I would say, you know, when we took down the IRS for their political targeting, they were basically, for a number of years, I think maybe still to this point, that they just were limping as an organization. I mean, they had been really gutted because you had directors going down. You had the heads of departments going down. Being fired, losing their government pensions, and so they were, again, they got very careful to not get caught trying to target people because of their political views or target organizations. But, you know, that was, again, you start getting 10 years removed from that. And what is Joe Manchin, a liberal Democrat? Let me just explain to everybody. That's what he is when he gets the opportunity. Give him a pipeline or promise him a pipeline that I don't even know if he'll ever see be built in West Virginia. And he'll give you $80 billion for the IRS to go after Americans. So this is not a guy looking out for the average American West Virginians who are listening to this broadcast right now. This is a guy who wants to punish average Americans with the federal bureaucracy. He's looking for one more vote in the U.S. Senate. Well, why is this always happening during election years? Ask yourself that. Why are Democrat members of Congress, can you imagine, like, Republicans put out press releases calling on the IRS, saying the IRS should look after this one group who's conservatives? They're not in the news. There's nothing specific, just because they are who they are. So I'll take your calls on 1-800-684-3110. Let me go to Frank in Florida on line two. Hey, Frank.
Hey, thanks for taking my call today, Jay. Yeah, I have a sub-S corporation here in Florida, and I have a payment plan with the IRS. It's supposed to come out every month at a certain date, and inevitably, I have to send them a letter saying, hey, you guys didn't take my draft out of my account, and I don't want to get nasty grams and letters threatening to, you know, come and get me and what I own. They can't even keep track of what they already have, let alone get more money.
That's because, Frank, they're using typewriters and fax machines. It's not, it should be automated, right? This should be past automated. This should be all done digitally. But, Andy, it's not. And this is the thing. It's an ineffective agency to serve, but it is so bloated. As Frank said, like, even when he's come up with the payment plan, they're not taking the money out until one day they'll go to him and say, where's all this money?
Oh, you can be assured of that, Frank. One day, if you don't keep up with it and tell them that they haven't taken the money out pursuant to the plan, and they pile up a bunch of money that they say that you owe because they didn't take it out and their incompetence, they'll come after you, and they'll say they want interest, and they'll say they want penalties, too, for your non-payment of the money. So you need to keep a record and be very vigilant about that, because they'll come back with you with a tremendous force and vigor and add on all these other costs. That'll happen inevitably.
Yeah, someone wrote in, can we send our taxes through Morse code to save ink? Listen, they're a little past that. You know, they've got their typewriters and their fax machines. But, again, so you think of these budgets, right? I mean, hey, that's the truth. If you're going to give them this big increase, you'd think that most of that budget would be going to fix what we were talking about. The caller who walked in and said, does HVAC work, could not believe what the IRS looked like on the inside. That it looked like it was a flashback to the 1950s, except for it also like there had been an apocalypse because no one was working there And the offices that were left, it was like Chernobyl. You know, it was the 1950s furniture and old typewriters, but and no one to be seen. You know, you're not going to find anybody or see anybody. I mean, try giving a call to the IRS. See how long that takes. And then when you actually get somebody. But once those agents are on your case, they're certainly not, they don't back off. And Andy, where they're spending the money is more agents and cars.
Yeah, we're going to give you more agents and more cars. We're going to enforce the law. We're going to litigate. We're going to investigate. We're going to use investigative technology. We're going to monitor you. We're going to come. But we're not going to answer your phone calls. 10% of those are answered. That's about it. And we're not going to take out the draft that we're supposed to take out every month. And we're going to consider a 78-year-old living woman in Ohio as having been dead. And we're not going to give her any stimulus checks. Look, they need a new lease on life. They don't need $80 billion.
Let me go to Chris in Pennsylvania on line three. Hey, Chris, welcome to Secular. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? You guys are absolutely right regarding the IRS. They're a mess. Didn't they cut two things? Didn't they send stimulus checks to inmates?
I'm sure. I can't even. That, you know, these programs are always a disaster when they run through them because ultimately they just don't have good databases and they don't have technology that creates good databases. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, so my question is, don't you have cinema in
That's it.
Also,
yeah, I mean, that is the one.
Isn't she like a block and vote?
She could be, but she hasn't indicated yes or no. She's very close to Manchin. I don't think that's 100% given. I think because of that, again, the more we expose what's in this, the better chance we have. But there's all sort of politics going on. Like, if you know, Republican senator, if one of them's got COVID, can't be there that day. You don't necessarily need the vice president to be the 51st vote. So again, everybody's watching. But I think it's just a reminder: Democrats are Democrats. Sometimes they might surprise you and do something that that isn't as extreme. Or as Joe Manchin, he wouldn't want to go along with all of Build Back Better. But when you see what his version of it is, it's still a liberal Democrat wish list. This Green New Deal. There's taxes on coal. He's from a coal state. But again, he thinks he's at a point, well, he can go back and say they're going to build some pipeline. Which, by the way, if this is what you have to give away to get that done, to get that approved by the federal government through the agencies, you've got to give the IRS $100 billion. So you got to give... you got to implement the Green New Deal. You have to target average Americans to pay for all of this who don't get to afford the lawyers and the lawyers and the accountants. Let me go back to the phones, though, again. Joseph in Tennessee on line four. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. My question is, if cinema does cave on this and it passes and there is a subsequent red wave in the election in November, how likely or how quickly could this be reversed so that all these new hires from the IRS are now fired or are replaced?
It would, at best, a couple of years, because you'd have to get it. You're not going to have a veto-proof majority in the Senate without any kind of red wave you're talking about. Right now, I mean, we're talking about very slim margins about if Republicans take back the Senate. But guess who's got his veto pin? Joe Biden. So do not rely on hoping that because there might be a red wave in November. By the way, the next time of the broadcast, we're going to talk about some of these pitfalls, too, to politics. And we need to be very vigilant. We got to watch out for. I think people have got to double down with resources and really understand that this early voting and what happened in Kansas is a serious wake-up call to everybody. Because when you talk about these wave elections, that means you're winning in states that you don't often always win. So you're you know, the Pennsylvanias, the Kansases of the world, the Arizonas, but to claw back these resources, I mean, that's the deal. Once you give the money over to the federal government, Andy, you never get to claw. This will never be clawed back. So if she passes this through, doesn't matter what the unfortunately what the election results are. this time around, because they will not be able to claw it back.
No, once they get a hold of the money, and if Senator Sinema decides to go ahead and to concede away this horrible, whatever they call it, Inflation Reduction Act, and goes with it, giving up that money and then trying to come back later and clawing it back and bringing it back into the Treasury and canceling the program is an almost impossibility. Once it's out there to be spent, it will be spent.
Yeah. I mean, so again, I just wanted to let everybody know we're fighting back against this. This is the truth about the Inflation Reduction Act and what it really is. So, I mean, literally, you got the Wall Street Journal writing beast mode IRS. This is an IRS that was bludgeoned, is what the Washington Post called it, by us, by the ACLJ. But if you give them an influx of $82 billion over 10 years, that doubles their budget. You can take a bludgeoned agency and very quickly, they are again highly weaponized. And who are they coming after? It's middle-class Americans, small business owners, because they've got to figure out how to find more money to pay for their Green New Deal, which is also part of this. So it's not done yet, but you've got to understand what is actually in it. 1-800-684-3110. If you got questions about what happened last night in Kansas on the life vote or the DOJ lawsuit against Idaho, we're going to get into that in the next segment of the broadcast at 1-800-684-3110. I'd like to hear if there's any Kansas voters out there who could give us a call. Maybe you saw what it was like in the polls, or you were part of the early voting, or you saw so much of the advertising. I'd like to hear from you. Give us a call. You got time. 1-800-684-3110. But I think it's just an example. When you're going up against the abortion industry, you better have the resources ready and the message clear. And this is just a warning and a wake-up call. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. That's 1-800-684-3110. I encourage you to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org. Find out about all the work we're doing as well there that we don't even get to hit on the broadcast at aclj.org. When we come back, we'll continue to take your phone calls. Maybe it's about dealing with the IRS. Maybe it's about the life vote in Kansas last night. 1-800-684-3110. We'll be right back. Secular. So we talked about the IRS, and we're going to continue to talk about the Joe Manchin IRS Expansion Act of 2022, which is what it really is. So he can pay for the Green New Deal. You think he's not a moderate. He's not your friend. He's a lefty. He's a liberal. And he would like the agency like the IRS to have more money to go after lots of conservatives and middle-class Americans. So there we are with that. But it's got to be a wake-up call. Kansas last night, you had the value of them both. You know, ACLJ Action was engaged on this. We were working with Secretary Pompeo on this. This is a former congressman from Kansas. This was the first time post the overturning of Roe versus Wade, the actual voters, not legislators, but voters got to go to the polls on overturning a state court decision so that their legislature could put in place restrictions on abortion if they so choose. That's all it was about. And it went down big. It went down by 20 points. So the abortion industry was able to turn out the vote and confuse voters. There was a lot of confusion. I mean, we had people calling in saying, you know, I had someone at church come up and say to me, please don't vote for this because we're involved in, you know, we're going through the IVF process right now. People going, and so those were real things that were coming into us and on our broadcast. So we knew there was a lot of bad information out there. Of course, with the abortion industry, but with a win of 20 points for them, remember, a lot of these are on the ballot in November. The turnout was insane, which means don't take for granted numbers about midterms from 2018, because this time around, they got 93% of the same votes that Joe Biden got in Kansas. That's a general election in a primary day on an amendment. That wasn't the midterm election date yesterday. So just understand that. The yes vote got about 50% of the votes that Trump received in 2020. And don't take for granted Republican voters. At least almost 20% of Republicans voted no. So with all these different voters in place, you cannot take for granted the fact that we're in this post-Roe era, and that people are going to be really informed and really understand these votes. So it's a reminder of that. And we actually have a call about it. Rob called in from Kansas on line one. Hey, Rob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for joining.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to comment. You know, we're a business owner's family of five boys, and really felt like we were very educated on the matter. And over the last probably three and a half weeks, we were inundated, as was just about everybody we know, and most of our employees, with a massive amount of information that was just completely misleading. You know, we were educated about what the vote was, and it was text message after text message after text message, all tied to IVF. So we were really surprised about the amount of misinformation that was out there and the amount of money that was pumped in from somewhere to get that information out there, because it was a lot.
Well, like I said, Rob, this is it's coming from a $1 billion-a-year organization, Planned Parenthood. That's just one of them. That's not their legal group. That's not their other centers. So they are not taking this line down. You're trying to close their businesses up. They want to operate their businesses. Kansas is kind of a purple state where you've got a Democrat governor, a very red legislature. But it's an example to not take for granted. And also, it wasn't sometimes when they overtaxed and they over encouraged, you actually see turnout go down. People are just like, I'm not voting in this. I don't know who's right or wrong, but I'm not even deciding. That is not what happened here in Kansas. These were huge turnout numbers where there were a couple hundred thousand, almost more votes on the amendment alone, where people who didn't even vote in the other primaries, they didn't vote in the gubernatorial Senate primaries. So that's one issue we're dealing with. And that's why we have ACLJ action, is to re-engage this, is to get better, you know, to again improve on the ground, because we're not in the federal courts anymore on this issue. We're on the ground talking to voters who are being inundated with info. But I also want to bring up, at the same time, Department of Justice, Andy, has filed their first lawsuit against a state that had one of those trigger laws that went into effect after Dobbs. That's Idaho. And they have filed a law. Now, Idaho has an exception in their trigger law for the life of the mother. So if the doctor's got to make the decision with the family in those calls, that is accepted out. That's not banned. But the Department of Justice is still trying to still figure out a way. This would affect basically every law in the country.
Yeah, what the Attorney General has decided to do is to take the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. It's called EMTALA. I've dealt with this for many years when I represented an anesthesia group in Atlanta. And that requires hospitals that receive federal Medicare funds to provide stabilizing treatment to patients who experience a medical emergency, EMTALA. If you get Medicare funds, then you've got to take care of women in active labor or an emergency situation. Now, the Biden administration in Idaho has taken the position that EMTALA goes over state abortion restrictions in instances where a doctor concludes that abortion is a stabilizing treatment in a medical emergency. The problem is it's premature. There is no case or controversy at hand. You don't file lawsuits in court seeking the judge to give you advisory opinions. You get opinions from courts and decisions from courts in active cases where you've got active situations, where you've got patients and doctors and emergency situations. But this shows you the determination of the Biden administration to protect the Roe case, yeah, and the Casey case. No matter what, they're not going to take the Supreme Court's opinion as overruling those decisions. They're going to press for abortion. They're going to promise. They promise that they're going to work, as the Attorney General says, tirelessly to advance reproductive freedom. That's just a code word for abortion, folks.
You may hear this and think, wait, if Idaho has the law for the life of the mother, and this is an emergency law, and they're saying that the Emergency Medical Treatment and Active Labor Act. So you've got to, the Department of Justice already say you've got to be an emergency for this law to even apply. So if again, if you're in an emergency with someone who is pregnant, you would imagine that that life of the mother exception then kicks in, right? But they're trying to read it out. This is how they want to read it out. It's that health exception that they've always loved and wrote. It's not the life, it's health. And you can have doctors define what that is. It's an undefined term. So if someone's not feeling good that day, which, I mean, during a pregnancy, that's pretty normal, or anxiety. So it's not an actual life or death situation, but they're still trying to classify it as emergency. This is just an example. They're going after Idaho, but there are many states whose trigger laws are going to face the same issue. So on this, as we wrap up today, what have we learned these past 24 hours when it comes to the post-Roe era? We have got to do a much better job on the ground. We've got to raise a lot more resources, spend the resources. Don't rely on past numbers. Turnout's going to be big. We know if a turnout in a primary date with an amendment at a state level is this big, imagine what the general's going to look like. So don't take any of these elections, but also we have to legally be ready. So it's a great time to support the work of the ACLJ because these states are going to get, they're all going to be sued. So long as Joe Biden is the president, that Department of Justice is going to be suing every pro-life state. And at the same time, you're going to have these disinformation campaigns run by the abortion industry in states where voters are trying to do the right thing, like what happened last night in Kansas. But they went in and they found a massive amount of votes. We have to be prepared for it. Go to ACLJ.org to stay updated.